This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know that this show is now nationally syndicated. It has been for, I don't know, about 3 years now. But it still comes from, emanates from, based in Las Vegas, at my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. So I've written a commentary. Here's how to make Vegas great again, because we got major, major, major disaster going on in Las Vegas. So many people are unemployed. So many hotels are closed, meaning all of them are closed. The entire strip is boarded up. There's nobody walking on the strip. There's no one driving on the strip. It's just a big, giant desert with tumbleweed going down the middle of it. No one would ever believe what's happened in Las Vegas. And we've just got to save Las Vegas. And most of you listening come to Vegas all the time. Most Americans love Vegas, especially the people listening to my show. I think you listen to my show because you love Wayne, but you love Vegas. And you know what? My show is all about a Vegas flair. I have a Vegas personality, and I talk a lot about Vegas. Most of you visit Vegas multiple times a year, especially the guys out there. So here's how to make Vegas great again. Here's my ideas. Las Vegas is my favorite place on earth. This column will be out in the next couple days. Vegas is my favorite place on earth. It's my adopted for almost 20 years. I'm honored to have a 180-pound granite star on the Vegas Strip. I see Vegas as the perfect example of American exceptionalism and capitalism. Vegas is magical. It's all about reinvention. Frank Sinatra once said of New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. The opposite is true of Vegas. If you can't make it anywhere else, you can come to Vegas and make it here. That could be why, until the coronavirus pandemic, Vegas was among the top three leaders in America, usually number one, by the way, for population growth, economic growth, and job growth. The whole world was moving to or vacationing in Vegas. But now that's all changed. Vegas is in deep trouble. The entire Vegas is shut down. The Vegas airport is a ghost town. The world-famous Vegas Strip is boarded up like we're in a fictional zombie movie. We've been knocked down on the canvas like one of our famous UFC fighters. The big question is, can we get back up? Now, America is exceptional because there are always second acts. That's what's great about America. Everyone gets a second act. Americans love great comebacks. Vegas is the land of comebacks. People move here specifically for a second or a third or a fourth act in their lives. This town has nine lives. So here's a detailed and creative game plan on how to save Vegas and make us America's great comeback city. First, we need to turn lemons to lemonade. We are the hottest tourist city in America, hot as in temperature. By May, only 2+ weeks from now, our temperatures will be in the 90s and even some hundreds in May. By June, only 6 weeks away, we'll be in the hundreds regularly. Americans will be looking for a vacation getaway after being trapped in their homes for weeks or months. Vegas is the natural place for them to go. Vegas needs to spend millions of dollars to advertise nationwide that we're the hottest city in the USA from May through September. Everyone will understand what that means. Now, no one knows for sure what will happen with coronavirus, but viruses generally die in the summer heat and sunshine. And a recent guest on my national show, a well-respected doctor, reported that UVA light kills viruses on contact. He quoted numerous studies. And we're a city of sunshine and 100-degree heat. People need that reality to be drummed into their heads. Where else would you go on vacation with this pandemic still on the top of the news? Vegas, baby! It's desert hot, the sun's out every day, and we just happen to be the most fun and entertaining vacation destination in the world. Secondly, we need to prove we're the safest vacation in the world, and people will come by the millions. So what we got to do is we got to use facial thermometers on every person landing at our airport. I don't know if I'm using the right word, facial thermometers, but that's where you take the thermometer and you just wave it over someone's face and you tell if they have a fever or not. And use the same test on every person checking in at every hotel front desk. And if you have a fever, you don't get into Vegas anymore. Voila! We've become the safest city in America. Call us Fortress Vegas. Advertise that, and people will come here knowing we are the safest, most secure, and hottest vacation destination anywhere. Number three, our sports books must legalize betting on the 2020 presidential election. That will attract more money from May through November than any Super Bowl or March Madness times 10. Donald Trump is the most controversial name in world history. Legal betting on his reelection will bring everyone on the planet to Vegas to bet. Do that, and instantly $1 billion flies into Vegas from all over the world. And, of course, they can only bet in person. And while they're here to bet on or against Trump, they'll spend money on hotel rooms, restaurants, shopping, golf, spa, and casino gambling. Our casinos and sports books will have to hire additional staff to take all the bets. Whether you love Trump or hate him, his name on the betting ticket will make Vegas great again. Fourth, we need to spend millions of dollars on a TV advertising campaign aimed at business owners across the country. Everyone I personally know with high income assets and businesses is moving to Florida or Texas. Why not Nevada? Why not Vegas? Because they have no idea that Vegas has zero state income taxes and zero state business taxes and among the lowest property taxes in the country and sunshine 300 plus days a year. And if they knew, they'd come. We have to educate them. Is every wealthy business owner in America aware that if they move to Vegas, they'll save enough money in taxes to pay for a mansion on a gorgeous golf course with a view of the world-famous Vegas Strip for free? You get a mansion for free in Vegas. Why aren't we inviting them to move to Vegas? Fifth, we need a Vegas Aid concert. Much Farm Aid, or the concert for New York after 9/11, or the concert for Hurricane Sandy relief. Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. This summer, we need to gather every singer, actor, and entertainer who has ever gotten rich on Vegas stages to band together for a mega marathon all over TV to raise a cool $1 billion, should be on every channel, to raise a cool $1 billion to benefit all the small businesses and strip employees now out of business or out of work. We need America and the world to come together for Vegas. And lastly, here's the big one. We need to elect a smart, conservative, pro-business governor who isn't quick to close every small business in Vegas and doesn't violate the rights of every churchgoer in Vegas, even when they want to assemble in their cars with their windows up at a drive-in church. And most importantly, doesn't ban his or her own citizens' right to live by making it difficult to obtain a prescription for the only drug that's known to successfully treat coronavirus, hydroxychloroquine. In other words, we need a governor without Trump derangement syndrome. If we're smart, creative, and successfully carry out this plan, Vegas will rise from the ashes bigger and better than ever before, and we will make Vegas great again. My column coming out in various conservative websites all over the United States starting tomorrow. Here's how to make Vegas great again. And by the way, feel free to call us, 833-WAR-TALK, and let us know what you think. 833-WAR-TALK, we've got a caller right now, Ron from Vegas. Ron, you're on with Wayne Allyn. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Wayne? Listen, I had a question. Is it constitutionally legal for him to stockpile this stuff? I just got done talking to your producer, or maybe your board man, and he answered another question I had, But I have some friends that are suffering because of their arthritis and they can't even get their prescription. And this guy is a one-termer. He's already against Trump. So I know we're going to be suffering well after he opens the country. I mean, I just know it. I just know it.
Let me give you my answer. First of all, you don't know that he's a one-termer. Vegas and the state of Nevada have become a deep blue Democrat state. So they cheat like crazy. There's no voter ID.
No.
Right? And you can vote on the, you can register on the day of the election. You can register at DMV. They don't care if you speak only Spanish. They don't care if you're not an American citizen. You don't know if he's a one-termer. I think you could elect, a person who doesn't even exist. You could elect Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies as governor of this state if he was a Democrat with a D after his name. Because there's no voter ID. They don't care. They cheat like crazy. So you don't know if he's a one-termer, number one. Number two, when you say you have friends Ron, who have arthritis, and they can't get what? Hydroxychloroquine? Is that what they take for arthritis?
Yeah, they're having a difficult time getting it. So,
well, that was, by the way, that was why he banned it. His claim was that he didn't ban it. He just said you can only get it if you're in an emergency room or an ICU, and that's when you can get it if you're, like, deathly ill from coronavirus. Because otherwise, his claim was, the governor of Nevada, Sisolak, his claim was that the people who truly need it, that have been using it all this time for lupus and other autoimmune diseases and malaria, wouldn't be able to get it. So actually, you just backed up his argument. Your friends can't get it because so many people are using it for coronavirus that they don't even have, right? They're trying to get prescriptions from their doctor buddies when they don't even have it yet in case they ever get it. So, therefore, it's not available for the people that really need it. That was what his original order was. But the idiocy of that order, even though part of it was right, people need it. I understand that. So you don't want it hoarding so they can get it. But the other part that was idiotic was, if you wait till you're in the ER to get it prescribed, you may die. You're better off getting it at the doctor's office with the first sign of a cough or a sniffle. That's when you want to get it. So Sisolak is saying you can't get it, so you're very sick. And at that point, you're probably 50-50 that you're dead. So that was the idiocy of his ruling. But I understand where it was coming from. He wanted your buddies who use it for arthritis and other things to be able to get their medicine. Either way, he's a terrible governor. Either way, he killed every small business in the state. Either way, he's killed the casinos. Who knows what he's going to reopen? Either way, he stopped people. He didn't want people to go to church, even if they were in a car at a drive-in theater with no, you know, total social distancing. It makes no sense. None of his ideas make sense. He's flip-flopped on everything. Everything possible. And he's never out there to speak to us and tell us a thing and make us feel good. Lousy governor. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. The Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now.
now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I'm Mr. Health Freak, and I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else, so all I drink. I don't drink milk. I never have. Well, I used to drink rice milk, but I don't drink that. All I drink is water. I drink water with breakfast, water with lunch, water with dinner, water before I go to bed. And the water is real water. And what's so special about it is there's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. That is all the rage right now. Those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told my friends Brent and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water, duh. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section, and just put in the number 10 and then WAR, no space. All caps, 10 WAR, W-A-R. The number 10, WAR, no space, all caps, you'll receive a 10% discount, and then Real Water will be conveniently delivered right to your door. So instead of contacting Real Water, going to their website, or calling them, just go to Amazon. Go. Everyone's got an Amazon account at this point, right? Just about everybody in the world, even Wayne Root, has an Amazon Prime account, and I order stuff all the time. You point, you collect, credit cards on file, and boom, it's there. So just go order your Real Water from them and get a 10% discount. And you don't have to lug it out of Costco or supermarket in a case. They deliver it to you. So I see that there's been a pact between California, Oregon, and Washington. Their governors announced their own plans to restart their economies. Can you imagine when they're going to restart their economies? Can you even imagine? They won't give you a number, by the way. They said health outcomes and science, not politics, would drive decision-making. How about everyone in your entire state is poor now, and no one could pay a bill? Any modifications to each state's stay-at-home order will be grounded in a comprehensive understanding of the health impacts of COVID-19, saying no large-scale reopening will take place until metrics reflect a significant decline in the spread of the virus. Madmen! They are insane! Oregon, Washington, and California are insane. Trump will open the economy, I'm guessing, May 1st, maybe sooner. And they will say, no, the science doesn't allow it. Don't you understand? What Wayne Root is not saying is, let's go back to ball games. Let's all go back to churches on a Sunday. Let's hang right next to each other. No, I'm saying that Costco's open, supermarkets are open, certain select businesses deemed essential are open, and you might wear a mask when you go to them. And you practice social distancing. You're standing 6 feet apart from people. And they're practicing, I think you'd call it spacing. Because you only let someone in after someone else comes out. That's how I got into Whole Foods the other day. I stood in line. Believe it or not, Wayne Root wore a mask. I've never done that in my life. But my fiance Cindy begged me to wear a mask. She demanded I wear a mask. I wore one. I would never do it. But I wore one, and I stood in line, and I had to stand 6 feet away from everybody. They got lines all over the store. You're always 6 feet from everyone. How come every business can't operate like that? Of course they can. And you could go to church like that, too. Wear a mask. Only let in a third of the usual people. Make them sit far from each other. Don't let someone in until someone else comes out. You could do the same thing in any business, any church, any anything. You do not have to keep everyone locked up and keep their businesses closed. It's a lie. Now, you do have to, sadly, for the moment, play sports with no one in the audience. So you'll play sports with no one in the audience. Do we even have time for calls here? I think we're running out of time. Darn it. I want to take calls. Let's grab Seth real quick. Line three, Seth. Seth, it's Wayne Root. You got about 30 seconds, so go. You got the floor.
This is perfect. I just want to make a comment. I think that Trump is going to come out on top with this whole corona thing. I think maybe it's a blessing in disguise to bring the country down to its knees and let him showcase his skills to rebuild us economically and in all other aspects. That's all I got to say.
All right, thank you, Seth. And I kind of agree. I keep saying Trump is going to win by a landslide, an electoral landslide. Of course, the election's going to be close, as it always is. But an electoral landslide in November, and Trump will showcase what a great leader he is, what a field general he is, versus coronavirus and the work he's marshaled, the masks and the equipment and the ventilators. He's done a great job, and he'll get the economy going back again much better soon, and he'll reopen the country soon enough that I'll, you know, prevent a total disaster. But the one area where I disagree with the caller is we're in a Great Depression. You shut down the whole economy. We're in a Great Depression. Trump will save us from the true impact of it, but we're still in a Great Depression. There's no blessing in that.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin with an update on the small business loan program.
We have distributed and confirmed $230 billion of loans to over 4,600 lenders participating. That is multiples and multiples of anything that the SBA has ever done in 1 year before. And I especially want to thank the broad-based community banks that are participating. If you haven't had your loan processed, you will get it processed this week.
During the White House coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says he took action regarding the coronavirus before there were cases in the United States.
There was not a single case of the coronavirus in the United States. So on January 17th, there wasn't a case, and the fake news is saying, oh, he didn't act fast enough.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Fred Wayne Allen Root, warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, SOB, son of a butcher. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. We got a great guest, former New York Times journalist. In a sec, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. She got a new book out called Conscious Matrix. And it's the perfect book at the perfect time for you because you're home, right? Everybody's kind of locked in their homes and you can't go to work. And it's a great time to catch up on books, catch up on your reading, and make yourself positive. Build up your confidence. Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. And she knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. And Nancy explains why liberal socialists and globalists who are trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win. We're wired to be the greatest nation in world history. She studied the mind for 30 years. Our biology, she says, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls, and we are pre-wired to win. She says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We are literally predestined for victory. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix, main place to get it, LibertyHillPublishing.com. So we got our guest, Alex Berenson. I asked my trusty producer, Andrew Paul, to get me Alex, because I saw an article about him in the newspaper. He's a former New York Times reporter for many years, 1999 through 2010, who is challenging the coronavirus narrative. He primarily covered the pharmaceutical industry, and everything he's saying is kind of a mirror image of everything I've said for 6 weeks now on national radio and national TV. Alex Berenson, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
So I've been on the air for about 6 weeks, but again, you know, people on the left assume everything I say is a lie, and it's a smear job, and I'm a conservative, and I like Trump. They don't believe in anything I say. And I keep saying that, number one, the models never made sense. The math never made any sense. It was impossible for me to believe that we'd have 2 million deaths in America when Italy at the time had 5,000 deaths. And you go, well, how could we have 2 million if Italy is 5 times smaller than us? Multiply 5,000 times 5, even if Italy has 20,000 deaths, multiply it by 5, that's 100,000 in America. That's not 2.2 million. The math never added up. And I also kept saying, no matter how many people are going to die, it's terrible, it's awful, it's not a hoax, it's real, it's a pandemic, it's terrible, but you can't stop the economy. That's crazy, because grandma might be on deathbed, but you can't bring her back or save her life or honor her by you being bankrupt and losing your business and never having a job again. How does that honor or bring back grandma or grandpa? It doesn't. So none of this ever made sense, and you're now this former New York Times reporter with credibility, and you're not known as biased on the right, and so you're coming out and saying, if I'm reading this correctly, pretty much the same two ideas, yes?
Well, I'd say two things. I'd say a month ago, maybe you were not concerned 6 weeks ago. I was pretty concerned a month ago. And I was certainly concerned 2 months ago that, you know, these stories coming out of China and the locked apartment buildings and the videos of the people dropping dead on the street and all this stuff. And you know, a month ago, it looked pretty bad. I mean, you know, there was this Imperial College model that came out on, I believe it was March 16th. And that said, you know, there could be as many as 2 million dead. The first thing that kind of struck me when I looked at that, and I read it the night it came out, was nearly all the deaths were going to be people over 70. That almost nobody under 30 or even under 50 without severe pre-existing conditions appeared to be amongst risk. Now, so that raised a question for me that you're raising, which is, well, what does it make sense to destroy the economy, to destroy society for this if it's going to affect these really, really old and unwell people? And that's a really hard question, okay? I mean, nobody wants to ask that question, but it's a question that, you know, it looked like we needed to ask. But then what happened was within a week, the Imperial College, the guy who'd come up with the model,
dropped the numbers.
That's right. Dropped them in the UK from 500,000 to 20,000, or 25,000, I should say. And I pointed it out, and it got a lot of attention when I pointed it out, and I thought to myself, but you know what? It's good. He's being honest. He's acknowledging that something very, very important has changed here. And then he claimed that he hadn't changed anything. And ever since then, I've basically been looking at this stuff with the finest comb I can, with the biggest magnifying glass I can. And every single time, the models have been wrong, wrong, wrong. And the people who've been making them have, I don't want to say lied, but they have not acknowledged how off they've been. And we have blown up our economy, and we have shut our schools, and we have caused incalculable damage to our society as a result of this. And these people are pretending that somehow we've avoided some chaos because of the lockdowns, when their models themselves said
included the lockdowns, right?
To be locked down. That's right.
Right. So let me tell you what I saw, okay? So you don't think I sound unfeeling or anything. A good month or 5-6 weeks ago, I remember I wrote a story in the Las Vegas newspaper, my comms are nationally syndicated, and I said, here's the deal. The same CDC that's predicting a million or more dead, that CDC here in America predicted that there'd be a million people that would get Ebola in Africa, and it wound up being under 30,000. How do we know the numbers work? These are dramatic worst-case scenarios, and the news media loves to run with them because it makes a nice headline. But they don't say it's 20,000 to a million. They just say it's a million. They don't mention the lower number. They only mention the highest worst-case scenario, and so they were badly wrong with Ebola. What makes you think they're not going to be badly wrong with this one, and why would I cut off the economy when the number may be wrong? So that was the reason I said
it was because
I thought the Ebola numbers were ridiculous.
Sure. I think that's true. I mean, but then something else happened, okay, in sort of mid-March, which was this, you know, so it had jumped from Wuhan to Italy to Spain, and, you know, and bad things happened in northern Italy and Spain. Let's not forget that. When this gets into a nursing home or a hospital, it can do a lot of damage to the people who are there. It can kill the people who are there. Let's be blunt about it. Okay, so that scared people, and then it came to New York. And here's the thing about New York. New York is the media capital of the world. So people panicked, and I think the panic was real. Okay, I do. I think a lot of media people really believed that the end was coming. And on top of that, there's a lot, I mean, this is not telling anybody, you know, anything they don't know. There's a lot of hate for Trump.
Right.
In the media. And
right.
So this was Trump failed us. Trump failed the country. We're all going to die because of Trump. I mean, people almost explicitly said that. And so unfortunately, and for about maybe 3 to 5 days, it looked like maybe it really is going to get this bad. I mean,
right.
Not that bad, but you know, maybe.
And it is
maybe,
bad. It is bad in New York. It is
bad in New York.
But mostly all old people, right? Still, it's all old people or underlying conditions.
That's right.
But I want to ask you about a caveat.
As the data came in, and it has increasingly come in the last, let's say, 15 to 20 days, since about March 27th, March 28th, they have refused to acknowledge what's really happening. And that is just unforgivable, considering the damage that's been done.
I also want to throw another theory at you, because you're a smart New York Times guy, and I just think that I want to hear what you say about it. I have said, I think pretty on the money for about 5-6 weeks now, that the death rate that was originally quoted by the WHO, the World Health Organization, of 3.4%, was never accurate. It's much, much lower. And the reason why it's much lower is because most people who get coronavirus in China were scared to death to tell the government they had it. They might get shot in the back of the head. That might never be seen again. And the same thing holds true everywhere in the world, even in America. I have friends who I think had it and never went to the doctor because they were scared they could be put on a ventilator. They just wanted to avoid doctors, hospitals. They didn't want their friends ostracizing them. They didn't want to hear at work, oh my God, John has coronavirus. So they just told people I had bronchitis. And they never told anyone. So that
this
makes the death numbers much lower. The percentage is much
lower. This is no longer a theory. It's correct. Because in Germany, they did, in one region of Germany, they did large scale what they call antibody testing, which finds out whether you've had this. Not whether you have it, but whether you have had it.
Right.
And they found that 15% of the population of this region had already gotten it, and that the death rate was about 0.35%, which is okay. It's more than the flu, but
not a lot more.
What you're talking about, that's right. Not a lot more. A and B. Remember the people who are affected by this. It's not children. Somebody said to me today. Somebody said, "Oh, you know, you're saying coronavirus is no different than the flu." I said, "No, coronavirus is different than the flu. The flu actually kills kids."
Right. I mean, I think the only real difference that makes coronavirus worse, other than its slightly elevated death rates, is that it's much more contagious. That we can agree on, right? It's much contagious.
It may have a somewhat elevated death rate, but what it can do is it can cause these health system surges, okay? And where suddenly a region gets overrun, and then the doctors start to get sick, and they transmit it, and the nursing homes, the staff freaks out, and all of a sudden, there is this surge. Now, remember, that was supposed to be why we were flattening the curve, but all of a sudden, the lockdown has morphed into something else, and I don't know how we're going to get out of this, but we have to.
We have to. Alex, I appreciate your honesty and your bravery. It's courageous to come out and say things you're saying. I said them, and I lost some jobs because of it, and I had people get mad at me because of it, and I think I've been justified, and I've been right, and I think you're proving that I'm justified, I'm right, because you're right. So
well,
I appreciate your bravery.
Right. We want people not to be
We
right.
want to be right.
Let's
we want people to be
right.
well. Right, not That's be dead. Right. We want them to be well. Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, challenging the coronavirus. He's a brave dude, a smart dude, and I'm glad he's with us. Thank you, Alex. Wayne Allyn, otherwise known as The Warrior. Be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health. And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America. American exceptionalism and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Sponsor of this segment of the show is Strauss Heart Drops. And they want you to get in front of a mirror and look at your earlobes. They say, did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for both heart disease, is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. And the best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in America. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Can you believe that? Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your next heart attack or stroke or your first heart attack or stroke. It could be too late. And guess who has the crease in both ears? You're not going to believe this. Me. I looked in the mirror and I got a deep crease in both earlobes. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Me. Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Ask for Strauss Heart Drops and get the cinnamon flavor. Best one. So, I'm going to grab a call in a second, but the big news story out there is coronavirus stay-at-home orders stir protests nationwide amid fears of economic collapse. Who was the first one in the country to tell you about this? Wayne Root. I got a lot of trouble for this. Everybody thought I was being heartless. No, I wasn't. Instead of having a big heart for all the people who are over the age of 70 and 80 with cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity that were about to die or were dying, I showed heart for the, instead of the thousands of them, I showed heart for the millions, the tens of millions that would lose their jobs and have no way to earn a living and no way to pay the bills. That was the most smartest thing I've ever done. That's the heart we should have had from day one. Liberals' heart is always in the wrong place. Right? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Liberals have such a big heart for 20 people in a nursing home when I have a heart for 6 million that work
in the real world, the real economy, who are going to never work again. Or 40 million, or 50 million, or 60 million are never going to work again. Or you know, maybe 10 million will never work again, and 40 million that'll work at much lower wages and much lower incomes for the rest of their lives. At BS part-time jobs instead of a real good full-time job with a good salary. A lot of our lives are ruined forever, including maybe Wayne Root. I don't know if I'll ever make as much money as I made starting in February of this year compared to March, April, and May of this year. I don't know if I'll ever make enough money again. Because if all the businesses are out of business, then there's no one to sponsor your show anymore. Or if they do want to sponsor your show, it's at half the price, right? Everything has changed in America because we made this incredibly bad decision to close the economy and put people out of business. It's got nothing to do with having a heart for sick people. I feel terrible for sick people. But there are demonstrations all over this country. You know, this 15,000 cars and trucks expected to descend on Michigan State Capitol on Wednesday to protest what they're calling Governor Gretchen Whitmer's tyrannical new guidelines to slow the spread of the coronavirus in the state. So-called drive-by demonstration in order to maintain social distancing aims to bring traffic to a gridlock in Lansing and protest the Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order mandating what businesses could stay home, what some businesses could sell, ordering people in her state against any gatherings, no matter the size or family ties. Here's what the protest organizers said. The Michigan Conservative Coalition. Quarantine is when you restrict the movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. Every person has learned a harsh lesson about social distancing. We don't need a nanny state to tell people how to be careful. It's called Operation Gridlock, and it's one of a number of demonstrations of civil disobedience around the country by Americans upset with the state's stay-at-home orders amid the pandemic. It's ridiculous. You know, Wyoming just lost their first person to coronavirus. That's terrible. I'm not happy that one person died of coronavirus. But one person in a whole state who's probably in a nursing home and 80 years old and being spoon-fed some liquid diet, which means they were probably very old, very sick, and going to die anyway in the next year or two or the next week or two. One person in the whole state has died in Wyoming. First person of coronavirus. Would you need to shut down the state of Wyoming for one person dying? Do they all need to stay inside their homes on their 80-acre ranches? Because God forbid you go out, you'll die of coronavirus. This is ridiculous. How much time we have left, Chris? All right, I talked my way out of getting callers. I've got callers waiting. I'm sorry. We'll take you tomorrow. We'll take you tomorrow. Call during the first hour tomorrow, and I'll get you on as soon as I can. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Appreciate you calling. There's so much to say. It's hard to have enough minutes to say it all. That you would destroy the greatest economy in world history, ever blessed by God, the American economy, the United States economy. You would destroy it, the Donald Trump economy. You would destroy it over some illness. I'm willing to face the illness because I'm young and healthy. It's all in your mind, by the way. I'm 58. And I feel young and healthy, and I have no fear of the coronavirus. And then there's all these other people. Oh, my God, I'm going to run. I'm going to hide. I'm scared. I'm scared. Stop it. Stop it. You're going to destroy America. We got to get back to work. We got to reopen the economy now. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.